bump the Celtics, boy.
I know. That's a good.
I can't say much though. Curry got hurt though. So.
Hey, Porzingis had a fucking random illness. Four. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the EG Pot of Thunder with your boy, the young light skin Keith Sweat, back with my guy, Shampoo Poppy.
That was good.
How you been, bro?
Chilling, bro. Chilling.
I have, I'm still mourning the death of the Celtics of this new era. It's a wrap for them, but we'll get to that at one point. End of an era for Steph. Do you think it's coming to an end of an era for Steph?
No. I'm standing on it. I think Steph got a couple solid more years. You know what I mean? As long as he gets the pieces around him to where he can do what he got to do, I think he got a couple more years.
Yeah, I think he definitely needs help, though. Like, he can't roll this back, even with Jimmy. I think even if, say, the Bucks wanted, I don't know, obviously the new payroll thing.
Yeah.
There's only certain teams that can do it. But if somehow they could get Giannis.
The Warriors?
Flip Jimmy Butler for Giannis all day. It's not even a question.
Yeah, I mean, I would like Giannis, but I don't know if that's...
You think it's a good fit?
I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, people say, because all like the whole new second level and the second apron and stuff like that, I don't know if it's possible, but hypothetically, if it were, would you flip Jimmy for Giannis?
I'll take Giannis, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take Giannis.
I mean, that'd be such a him driving the ball, kick out to Steph. Cool. I mean, Draymond doing his annoying ass shit that he does. Hey, that'd be a perfect
third. That's the heart and soul right there.
Do you think Draymond would last on any other team in the league?
He'll be a heart and soul for them.
I don't know.
He brings that fire.
You think if he was on the Celtics, he'd play? This year, Celtics.
Yeah. It just depends on the rotation or the position that he got to play.
You say that, but then how about Steve Kerr, the king of the young guy, can't find minutes for him. How do you feel about that? He just said the other day that he couldn't find minutes for Kuminga. How the hell can't you find minutes for Kuminga?
That one had me. I like Kuminga. Honestly, wish he played more. And when he did get his minutes, he was getting buckets. He was helping us. But, yeah, I don't know what's up with Steve Kerr. He gets me kind of angry sometimes. So.
You think that's one of his main faults that right there is he's not playing the young... He plays young guys, but then the young guys with the talent, you can even say Tatum in the fucking Olympics. How does he not find minutes for Tatum? How does he not find minutes for Kuminga?
With Tatum in the USA, trust me, I've heard this from many Celtics fans. I understand they're very mad, but you got to understand the talent on that team. But also, what did play get his minutes, and he's a younger guy as well. But that USA team, what option was he going to be, do you think?
I mean, the Olympics before in Paris, he's one of the leading scorers. How does he go from one to being a leading scorer to not even seeing time? The guy who was a replacement for the last guy, his wingman on the Celtics got more playing time than him. It doesn't even make sense. And don't get me wrong, I love Derek White. Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah, Derek White.
But how do you find Minister Derek White, who's his wingman, over him?
No. That's a Steve Kerr question.
Well, imagine your worst man to deal with Kerr.
I told you. It gets me heated when he doesn't play. I honestly think Kevon Looney should get more minutes. I think he brings a lot of, rebounding. He's a little older guy, but still can move. Hits some screens here and there and a lot of rebounding. He's physical, but Quentin Post, he's just like a stretch center, so he can shoot. Mm. And I understand where that's coming from as well.
I saw your IG. You're over your boy.
Huh?
You're over your boy. The day you guys lost, I saw on your Instagram status, you're over your boy, whatever his name is. The white boy with the hair.
Who?
On the Warriors.
Oh, my God. Brandon Przemski?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. He had a 30-ball next game. He had a 30-ball next game, but he was getting me mad. That was his only best game of that series. So, he was getting me mad.
You know what's tough, though, with this new second apron? That type of specific player right there, he's going to be like a $30 million guy, and he's either going to get you 3 points or 33 in any given night. There's no consistency.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
So, GM Sanchez, what do you do to make the Warriors be a true title contender next year?
Oh, but the team we have now, obviously I hope JK doesn't leave. I like JK a lot. I honestly think somehow, some way, we're going to have the same team. And just, again, I'm standing by this. If Wardell Stephen Curry did not get hurt, but again, it's a what if, so I understand, but I'm standing on it. If he did not get hurt, we're winning in 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's tough. And now you're getting to they lost to the Timberwolves.
Yep, they did.
And then you see the Timberwolves getting their ass kicked right now.
Last night, yeah. Yeah, that was bad. 2-0, down 2-0.
Down 2-0. It is May 23rd. We're going to release this tonight, so it's going to be topical right now. Mm-hmm. So we kind of biased right now because, you know, Thunder's are up 2-0. I would have said Thunder regardless. But do you think – how do you that make you feel after – kind of competitive where Steph got hurt, and now the Wolves are getting their ass beat. Do you think you guys would have been more competitive then? Obviously, what ifs.
Yeah, it's what ifs. But, again, it would have been a great matchup. I know for sure – me and my boy El Washka would have been texting each other every day because my team versus his favorite team. So, honestly, it would have been a great matchup to see. But, again, we lost. So, Timberwolves is playing the Thunder right now. Down 2-0. But I do think – who do you got winning next game? Game 3?
I think T-Wolves are going to win. It's one of those things, like, there's no way they're going to get swept.
I hope not.
So
no one thought the Celtics was going to.
Oh, my God. And I will take – I'm not going to be one of the Celtics fans who's like, what if? Bro, they were about to beat us even with Tatum. So we're about to go down 3-1 with even with Tatum playing. Porzingis gets hurt. That weird-ass phantom illness. Bro, like, what is wrong?
Called a flu game one, was it? Something like
that? But he's been all season. He's been sick like that since March. That's why he didn't play in the middle of March and April. Yeah, and nobody can figure out what's going wrong. How do all these sports athlete doctors – professionals, top elite doctors can't figure out anything's going wrong with him. Bruh. The time we needed him to pick up the slack or take him out, nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. But yeah, no one ever thought that was going to happen. But but I mean, I can't see them losing like that. But I definitely got T-Wolves. Then I think it could be Thunder and 6. We got.
Yeah, that sounds pretty. That sounds good. What do you got? You got it on.
Oh.
Pacers Knicks game.
I have a Shea shirt, to be completely honest. I would have wore it, but I'm not fitting in it right now. I'm gonna hit the gym. Got to start looking like my boy Angel. Yeah. So this fits me right now. But I'm not going to lie. I got support from my guy, Hallie. He is balling. How do you feel? Ooh. I mean, first of all, that shot.
What the
game
Hallie?
One, pieces up 1-0. What the hell is going on? This dude did that shit 3 times in one playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. The 2 in the Cavs, right?
Two in the Cavs.
And they're both down. And then to do it in the Eastern Conference Finals is, bro, and like I told you, that bounce. I was looking at that ball for like 5 seconds. I'm like, is it going to drop? And sure enough, it did. But he pulled the KD and had his toe on the line. So,
bro, that was – I was losing my damn mind when I seen that. And I might have been a Pacers fan. Yeah, that was
– me either.
Absurd. And you see the statistic where NBA teams were 0-970 when down by 14 or more points in the final 2 minutes and 50 seconds of regulation in the playoffs over the last 27 postseasons.
Yeah,
so now 1-970.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Do you think, obviously, you know, you played ball back at Hendy, multiple state champion over here. As a team, I would say football and basketball are different, especially, you know, the amount of people on the court at the same time.
Sure.
Obviously, playoff series, not just one game. Mm-hmm. If you're in a playoff situation like that, do you think if you're the Knicks, that completely takes you out? Does that deflate you? How's that coming back?
No, I don't think it deflates you. I mean, you made a couple mistakes down the stretch, but at that point, game's over. You got to move on to game two. You're only down 1-0. So you can go into game two, tie it up 1-1, and see where it goes from there.
You know, for sure. And the do you think... I mean, do you think, as for Stephen A. say this, I only see it because it's on my Twitter or something like that, that Halliburton is not a superstar. What's your thoughts? Are you more of a superstar Halliburton, or is he overrated like some of his peers think?
I saw that too. I don't think he's overrated. I don't think he's overrated. If anything, I don't – well, from like my friends are understanding, a lot of people don't be talking about Halliburton like that. So, for me, he's – I wouldn't say underrated as well, but he's a solid player. He's going to get you your buckets, your assists, and get his team involved. But, yeah, I wouldn't say he's overrated. A superstar? I feel like, obviously, would you say he's the best person on that team?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, I don't think, who would even be second?
Siakam, maybe?
Siakam, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, after last game, Naismith.
Dude. What a gem that Danny Ainge found. But he was not doing that in the Celtics.
Not at all.
He came into his like own on the Pacers. Yeah, he found his team.
Definitely, for sure.
And that was incredible. Five threes back to back to back to back.
That was wild. My friends were texting me like, yo, this is Curry. This is
bro, that was crazy. But so this Pacers won. Yeah, I don't think he's a superstar. I think he's...
Would you consider him a superstar?
This is where... Shout out to my boy, Fredo. Even though we
shout
are...
Shout Fredo.
Maybe got to text and beef recently. Sports argument. It's all for the fun.
For sure.
But the topic of like labels of players.
Mm. As superstars?
Superstars. And this is what me and Fredo are getting into right now. The title of like a dog. So would you say he's a dog? He's clutch player? What? How would you label... Halliburton, if he's not a superstar. I mean, he's definitely... I mean, how...
Well, I mean, got to be clutch.
Got to be clutch. There's no clutch. Three times. Got
to be clutch. Especially in the playoffs. Oh, that's tough. He's definitely a superstar in the making. I just don't think he hit that superstar yet.
Yeah, he's probably just on the cusp of superstar. Yeah. But no doubt about, like, if not, probably like A minus, B plus player.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
He definitely are... Your guy on a team. Like, there's no way. I can't see anybody better than him on the Pacers.
Yeah, definitely.
Without him, they are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's definitely a star. Maybe not superstar. He's not Shea, Tatum, LeBron, Steph Curry level.
Yeah, no.
But I would definitely, for sure, want him on your team. Like, why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So, get to those labels. Wes, I was going to ask you before we started. Haven't got to either of you. No one about to ask. So, the title of dogs. When you hear a dog, who are you thinking of? Who comes to mind? Who, like, name your dogs in the NBA right now.
But dogs as in, like, bucket getters or, like, there's different type of dogs, though. I hate to put it in this perspective, but, like,
100%. That's what I mean.
There's bucket getters. There's people that defend good that are dogs, you know what I mean? But if I'm going with, like, getting buckets, I'm going KD. How many I'm giving you?
Name it. We can talk about him.
KD. I'm going with Wardell. Stephen Curry. I got to say, Bron, he's still doing it. Tatum, when, you know what I mean, when he's consistent.
I want to give Fredo a call so bad right now. He's the one we debate hard.
Yeah, Tatum.
That we debate hard on.
Who's another bucket getter? Jalen Brunson.
100%.
You got to.
I mean, 100%. I mean, he's clutch. He's the guy right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's on fire. Anthony Edwards, dog.
But, okay, so you're going to say a dog in that aspect. But how
him and Halliburton are like kind of uprising still.
Yeah. You think they're comparable?
I don't know.
So a dog... Know. And Fredo, I want to
hear
call.
Fredo's dogs.
I want to give him a call.
I want to hear Fredo's
but
dogs.
He says, and that's where we end up last, because I'm like, dude, you got a bailout juicer, everybody. Just because I feel like the media perspective is once, like, Tua, everyone hates Tua just because injury problem, like, he has a thing against him.
Yeah.
Tebow, there's like a set mindset on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's no change in people's minds when it's like, Tatum isn't a dog. He's not clutchy soft. It's like, all right, but I always had a rebuttal to every one of his points. Then I'm like, okay, you say Anthony Edwards. All right, Anthony Edwards, what? I think game two was a must win for them. Because teams go down 0-2, you're a dog, right? You're supposed to will your team.
They definitely
are. He went off, but he didn't will his team to a victory.
He also didn't have help from Julius Randle.
But if you're a dog, right, you're supposed
to... No, you're totally right. You're totally right. But at the end of the day, basketball isn't an individual sport. You're going to need some type of help. You saw Julius. I mean, I honestly thought they were going to win. I lied. I had Thunder win game one, but I thought it was going to close as it was. So, because Julius Randle had like 20 in the first half.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
20 in the first half. So, you got to show up game two.
100%. But okay, so he says Tatum's not a dog. Jaylen Brown is. Look, I'm like, all right, game six. What did Jaylen Brown do?
Nothing.
But then he'll still get the he faced a superior team. First of all, I don't even think the Knicks were a superior team. I think we're still better than them even without Tatum.
It was just healthy.
They were just healthy. Yeah. But okay, if you're a dog, he's supposed to show up every game, right? He didn't show up. He had no help, but he still didn't show up neither.
Yeah.
And then who else? Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler did nothing last game.
Don't get me started.
Then you know what he said? You know what he said? Oh, bro, he's 35. And who, oh, my. So now there's an age limit to being a dog?
That's crazy.
There's no age limit to being a dog. You named Jimmy Butler.
LeBron James, still a dog.
Bro, then he goes, I said that. He goes, oh, you're naming one-on-ones of all times. Like, all right, bro, come on, bro. You got it. I said, how about Steph? He was 35 in the Olympics when he did that. Because he used that example. I'm like, all right, Steph was 35 and did that. Uh-huh. All right, well, they're all-time greats. Oh, my God, bro, come on. You got an excuse for every time I say something.
That's wild.
So now, but now I get, oh, what's Tatum doing? I gave him so many examples, like nine. Yeah. Up in playoffs, Tatum goes off. All right, he's doing that more consistently. All right, bro. But then, and Jamal Murray does it twice, then he's a dog.
Jamal
Murray. That's his, but then that's his reputation. He's a dog.
Yeah.
But Tatum's been in more situations to possibly fuck up and do good. But overall, his statistics are great and close out games.
Yes.
But just because he has one bad game, so I give him those examples like Jimmy Butler doing bad, Jaylen Brown doing bad. Why do they get the pass if Tatum doesn't?
Yeah.
Tatum never gets the pass.
He has that pressure on him. That's what you got to face when you're the face of your franchise.
100%. But I don't think, and that's where I feel like people fall in love, where you said, what do you think is a dog?
Mm-hmm.
People fall in love with scoring as a dog. Because Draymond Green's a dog.
Yeah, that's why that I motherfucker asked, don't score. What kind of dog were you asking about? Because I would have named defense? What? Jrue Holiday, Draymond Green, Evan Mobley. I would have kept on going.
Then he says, if you answer, I'm telling you what he's going to say right now. There's a difference between being elite and a dog. Tatum's elite. He's not a dog. He says KD's also not a dog, by the way.
What?
Should I call him? Should I have a five-minute debate?
Yeah, that...
Should we have a five-minute debate?
That might have been just...
Let's see if he answers the phone. Right there. Let's see if he answers the phone.
KD's not a dog?
Let's see if he answers the phone.
There's no way.
He loves to debate.
KD's not a dog?
All right,
that's crazy, man.
Where he would answer the phone.
He leaves to the... What? He's on the Suns, right?
He's on the
Suns. They end up shitty, but KD's not a dog. Come on, Fredo. Come on, bro.
Let's see.
KD is a dog.
So I do think Durant is one of the best of all time. Not taking that away from him. But I feel like Tatum, all these players we named were always number ones on their team.
Yeah.
Durant had to go to join the Warriors. And how do you feel being a Warriors fan?
I loved it.
Obviously, you loved it. But I think
two rings.
I mean, he went to go.
Could have been three.
He needed Steph, though, to be that guy. He has shown.
And LeBron needed D. Wade.
You can say that as well.
And Chris Bosh.
But LeBron has proved he's been the guy in Cleveland, though. He brought them back.
But
down
he
got
to go back. All right, you didn't have to mention that.
Durant hasn't done it. He went to Brooklyn. They sucked. Went to Phoenix. They suck. Yeah, he hasn't done it by himself.
Yeah, that's. I mean, hey, I know. That's why he need to come back to the Bay.
Yeah, as Warriors fans, Warriors, you guys will accept them back?
Yeah. I mean, KD?
Why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you?
Run it back.
Yeah, so dogs. I mean, yeah, that's the whole conversation. We get back and forth about it all the time. But my opinion, Tatum's a dog. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, he has times where he shows he needs to do better.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does. I literally sent him game, like, stats of Kobe, Shaq. They all have had bad games.
Oh, yeah,
everybody has a bad game.
Everybody got a bad game.
Except for, like, Jordan. He's like one of the, but he also lost to the Pistons. He also lost a bunch of teams for a while.
Fair enough.
Until he overcame that hump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, bro, you want to go like game by game. Jamal Murray, who's people love to consider him a dog, he sucked his playoffs. He had a multiple like nine.
He was sick though, right?
What did he say?
He was sick for the last two games. He had a flu.
Oh, well, I mean.
That's what they mentioned. When he went off a little bit, game Monday ended. Seven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was seven. Like game five, he caught the flu and he was sick.
He went off that game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he went off that game.
Yeah.
You know, that's nuts. So that's a little side tangent about labels of players.
Yeah.
Getting back to Pacers, Knicks, what do you feel like is going to happen in this series? I feel like it was a great game, not going to lie. It was a
great game.
Very entertaining. So no defense, really. But how do you feel about what's your predictions for this series?
I want to go... Pacers been hot.
It's like third best team since January.
Oh, but Knicks also been hot too, because I don't think that one loss is going to really affect them. I got Knicks in six.
Knicks and six. Our boy Cam is going to be happy you said that. My boy's a big big Knicks fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, you didn't know that? He's a big Knicks fan. Yeah.
I got Knicks and six.
Man, proud Knicks fan. Even last year, he came on, took the L like a champ. I texted him after the game. I was like, you're lucky you're not an asshole. Good luck, motherfucker.
Bro, they should have won. They should have won game one, bro, but it's all right.
Yeah. Not sure he's I'm sure he's sick right now. Yeah. You know, historical collapse. I think, I don't know, talking about what I want to see happen, I want the Pacers to sweep them and win by like 30 every game. Fuck the Knicks.
Because they beat the
Celtics. You know, the crazy part is all year, I was talking shit about the Knicks. All year. Oh, they suck. Like, I kind of feel bad for them, whatever. I went to the game opener. I was like, let me beat the shit out of them. We're supposed to be scared of this team. Meanwhile.
Gentlemen sweepy.
Bro, terrible. Nah, we went to, it was six.
Oh, well, okay.
It was six. Okay, so okay, sick. Okay. Hey, give some credit. Okay, give some credit. Okay. But, you know, I think the Knicks.
It's tough.
They're both so similar.
Yeah.
It's really a toss up. But I think somehow, I don't know. I can't see the Pacers losing at home. That crowd's wild at home for them.
Yeah, they're definitely wild.
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about New York. Their fans are pretty crazy. Yeah. Ridiculous. They celebrate that they won the championship after they beat us. Yeah, it's like, have you guys not?
You're the defending champs, though.
That's true.
And they haven't been to the conference finals since like 2000.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty wild. But it's levels to it. You know, bro. we put up conference championships.
Yeah,
they put up division banners up there. Kind of like Hendrickson. You guys don't have enough room for division banners.
Yeah, we don't like division banners. We'll just take the state ones.
Is that a thing? You guys say that? I mean, it's pretty much true at this point.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, back in my day, I don't know what they say now. My day, like I'm old as hell.
Bro, it comes up quick. But it's already been about to be 5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years since I've been in high school.
Crazy. But we don't got room for that. But yeah, I mean, when things don't happen, I think the Knicks will somehow persevere. Because.
In what?
I think seven.
Seven?
Seven, yeah. Then they'll take it back
seven.
Home. Seven? Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. I think then it's going to be...
It would be tough to close it out in Indiana. Yeah. Right.
Then I think it's going to be Thunder, Knicks, and Thunder are going to beat the breaks off the Knicks.
That's going to be... I'm not going to lie. I feel like that might be a good matchup.
Why do you feel that?
I don't know. So you got Shai. Obviously, he's been going off. Brunson, he's been going off. If J-Dub, right? That's his name, J-Dub. Because they got a lot of
Jalen. The other one doesn't play no more, so.
Okay. If he's consistent throughout that series, they win a championship. If he's not, then the Knicks, I feel like they would take over. Because obviously, they'll probably have J-Hart, Garden Shy, Brunson. I don't even know. Probably J-Dub. Cat, Hartenstein. Ooh, who the hell? No, Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, and then Cat on Chet.
That makes sense.
And then Mikal Bridges on. I don't even know.
Caruso.
Oh, who was it? Lou Dort.
Yeah, Lou Dort and Caruso.
One of them.
So you know, saying that breakdown, it would be. People are considering him. Would you consider Jalen Brunson the MVP of the playoffs at this moment? Or what do you say?
Now it's the MVP. It's the MVP.
So the breakdown I have right in front of me right now, it is.
It's got to be the MVP.
Hold on. Let me pull this up on the screen so we can make this into a reel.
I got one question. You think if the Nuggets were healthy, they would be in them? Or at least Aaron Gordon was healthy in game seven?
That's tough. How the hell did he even play?
I have no idea.
Like, no sense to me.
I would have been hurting.
He had to be out for weeks. Same day clearance.
Yeah. I would have been hurting. He said he could barely, like, jump.
Bro, that is absurd. And he was still, like, dunking his shit.
His opposite leg, which is crazy. He'll go up on his same arm, same leg. And boom, that.
So, right underneath you, we got the stats side by side. Okay. I read it out. See, it says you can't see over here. Screen protected screen. Playoff points per game, 29.4 for Shai. Brunson, 31.5. Assists, 6.5 for Shai, 8.2 for Jalen. Rebounds, 5.8 for Shai, 4 on the dot for Jalen. Field goal percentage, 47.5, to 43.6. Mm-hmm. 3-point percentage are pretty much the same, 35 to 33. True shooting percentage, 52.8 to 55.4. The rest is all just like pretty much analytics.
Yeah.
So that being said, Jalen got him in pretty much in every category except for rebounds.
Yeah.
So do you still give it to Shea now that you're seeing statistics, or statistics don't matter to you at that point?
I feel like at the end of the day, numbers don't lie. Brunson has been going off. A little bit off top. You think he's Shea's a foul baiter?
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Do you see the one
from is it smart basketball?
Do you see the one from game one where he literally grabbed the guy's hand and smacked his face with it? How are you gonna say that's not foul being, bro? That's wild.
Yeah, nah, but Brunson's been going crazy.
They're both
they've both, both been going crazy.
They've both been going crazy, but they both are foul baiters. Both of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Oh my god, Shea and Brunson. All right, wait, you asked me if Shea was, right? That was mm-hmm. your question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, sorry. Brunson did that, not Shea. He's the one that grabbed the guy's hand and fucking smacked his face with it. But don't get me wrong, Shea asked the ones too, where it's just like no one's even coming close to him.
I saw. Did you saw a picture on like the internet? It's like him driving and no one's touching him, and he's like.
Where do you see the one yesterday where whatever his name is, Alexander, literally shoved him? He's like, why'd you save him? He's like, I want to really follow him.
yeah, Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah. It's like, bro, that must be. At that level, especially I'm sure Hendrick and stuff like that too, it must get to that level where it is so frustrating playing against a player like that.
Yeah, it does. It really does, because like you feel like you can barely even touch him, or you get called a foul.
Do you have any, not NBA, but do you have any stories like that where you played against one guy and he was just the biggest foul beater?
Nah, I didn't play against him a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, that must be annoying. But yeah, I mean, but you don't think they are?
It's good, but huh?
You don't think they are?
What?
Foul baiters, both of them?
I think they are, yeah. More shy, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so people are like, oh, I hate people saying that. I was like, well, I mean, you are.
But
like,
it low-key is smart in his part because he's trying to get to the line. So I understand his point of view of what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, him, both of them, Giannis, Trey, and James Harden, top five
Giannis?
Free throw shooters.
Yep.
So... I think Giannis is the only one who doesn't foul bait. The rest of the four of them, 100%. What did
you say? You said them two?
Trey,
uh-huh.
James Harden, and Giannis.
Trey Young?
Yeah.
I barely even watch him in his games anymore.
I mean, yeah, the Hawks suck, so that's why I haven't won him a week of time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So getting to that point, so if it is the playoffs, our predictions are both Thunder, Knicks. How do you see that going down? Both would be... The first, because they want to consider Seattle, but.
For like the Supersonics and stuff?
I thought I heard someone FaceTime, and I'm crazy. I thought the Alfred's like, oh, here we go. But yeah, I mean, both going to be their first titles in like 25. Well, like, I think the Knicks is like 50 years.
Yeah, it's wild.
And like the Supersonics is going to be, like, I think, same thing. I think it's like 40 years.
Supersonics.
Yeah, so it's almost going to be someone's first championship. Yep. Any four of these is going to be the first championship. Mm-hmm. So how do you see this? Forecasted Thunder Knicks series going.
That's gonna be tough. It's going to seven. I don't know.
You think it's going to seven?
It's going to seven.
Knicks choke because I first saw them. Yeah, they beat us. But I think it's one of those they're playing great at the right time, and we had like the worst fucking possible week of all season.
Uh-huh.
So I think they got lucky. I think they go back to typical Knicks. Like, even game one, it's like, why couldn't we get these fucking clutch plays by them? They were sucking ass against us. They're hitting every clutch play. They were making every offensive rebound. It was so ridiculous. That was crazy. Babe, they made the plays, though. You know, you can't. Yeah, they did. You know, they made the plays.
They did, for sure.
But I think they're going to show their true colors. I think low-key, hopefully, against Pacers. But if they do make the finals, I think the Thunder just make all the key plays. I think they're going to win at five, to be honest.
So if it's Thunder Pacers, what you got?
Same thing. I think no matter who the Thunder faced, they're
it's
winning.
Five?
I think, yeah. I think it's five. I think it's both of them. Yeah. No matter if it's Pacers or the Knicks, Thunder and five.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can't. They're the truly talented team. If I'm a Thunder fan, there's no excuse. Like I'll be so sick if we don't win this year.
Wasker, if your team don't win this year, boy,
Thunder up, baby. I'm on his bandwagon. I DM'd them
and smoke Hassan. They're both Thunder fans. So
you think how Oscar will answer the phone?
Huh?
You think Oscar will answer?
Maybe.
Let's get into the thoughts.
Give him a call?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
You wanna ring him?
Let's hear Thunder and what?
He's gonna say Thunder and say.
You just have to put it the speaker to the thing so you can hear it.
I got you. Let's see if he answers. Oh, he answered. Yo, the podcast wants to hear what you think about your Thunder and your predictions, gang.
Thunder and five. I'll give him one at home.
For the Western Conference Finals. But how about the NBA Finals? Who do you see you guys facing, and then how many?
I mean, I'd rather match up with the Knicks than I'd rather with Indiana. Indiana's taller. We could go at Brunson. They could really switch everything on the Knicks, but if we really get Brunson in a foul trouble, that's our whole offense. So they'd have to maneuver with Deuce McBride.
I mean, that's not good.
It doesn't matter who we play. We just beat the best player in the world. No one's beating us. I don't care.
Ask Angel what I just said. I said same thing. I said it don't matter. Yeah, Thunder and five. It really don't matter.
We just played the best
player. So Thunder and five.
Thunder and five.
I think Thunder and five and both, to be honest.
You heard it here first. Call me Walker. Follow the name.
You know what I mean? That was okay. My collab with my guy Wasker.
Yes, sir.
I had to get his thoughts real quick.
You gotta have me on the show. I need to be over there.
Hey, for the finals. For the Thunder finals, have you over? Watch along.
Call me.
Watch along. Bet. That's a Thunder fan, Wasker.
Damn
me.
Alright, man. Boy, Smoke would talk crazy.
I truly think that
Hassan will be like, bro, I told you.
How about you think they're both true Thunder fans? Or they're just bandwagon?
Yes, no, they've been Thunder fans since I first met them guys. They were talking about the Thunders.
Yeah, do you think, since they're both, I guess that's a question for them.
Yeah.
But your opinion, not biased, because you're not a Thunder fan.
I'm not.
Do you think this is one of the craziest turnarounds for like a franchise, flipping Paul George?
I saw that. Oh, my God. Yes. And then that's the trade that made Tyrese go like from the Kings to the Pacers. I mean,
yeah.
The Pacers, right?
Yeah,
that's wild.
So, do you think Thunder winning a championship would be the greatest team rebuild ever? Their team is pretty stacked.
Yeah,
completely different from that team.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it has to be. Maybe the Celtics 08 championship, because we were terrible the year before, flipped it all around.
Went crazy.
08. But this was like made by having a great GM, mm-hmm. great scouting. That team is really formidable.
That team's nice.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's why if I'm a Thunder fan, I'm sick if we don't win this year, because they have a limited window too. I mean, you can't pay everybody in this new second apron rules. Mm-hmm. So either you got to win now, or like three of your players are leaving in 2 years.
Definitely.
So that's what the Celtics are dealing with right now.
They're going to keep their MVP though, obviously.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No way. It's like,
what do you think they'll trade off though?
Celtics? Maybe. Or Thunder?
Thunder. Maybe like Lou Dort?
Lou Dort, Jalen Williams, one of the two. I mean, they're, one of them's gonna get probably the one that does who doesn't play right now. They're probably just trade in for like a washing machine, and then J Dub. I mean, Lou Dort has made all defensive team too.
Yeah, true. That's true.
No way. You can't let him go. That's probably when you want other people. Probably Hartenstein.
Caruso.
Yeah, Caruso, Hartenstein, get the hell out of here. Like, they don't need Hartenstein like that. They gotta keep Chet.
They don't got another big besides Chet.
Well, that's what you gotta deal with. Celtics too. We're gonna lose KP. We're gonna lose Al Horford and probably Jrue Holiday. Do we need them? Of course. But who do we have other than if Al leaves and KP leaves? What other bigs do we have? Luke Cornett.
What's his name?
Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, Tillman. Yeah,
did not play at all.
Did not play at all.
He's gone. We probably keep the Portuguese
gone?
Dude. Mazzulla, nah, there's no way.
Some of my friends were saying he got to get out. And I was like, no. There's no way he's leaving.
Like, he wants to leave, or like Celtics want him out?
Just Celtics is going to cut him off.
Nah, there's no way. We just paid
him. That's what I'm saying. You just paid his bag.
His playoff record is great. He can't control Tatum getting hurt like that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I will say, it does not look good for him having those two game one, game two back-to-back. Like, that is on coaching, though. How do you lose two games in a row, up 20?
So how does it fall on him, though? He not playing, shooting?
Bro, he don't be calling timeout. He don't be calling timeout. That shit pisses me the fuck off, bro. It's like, call a motherfucking timeout. At that point, when you're calling timeout, be like, you know what pisses me off, too? I'm talking about Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Al Horford is older than Joe. At this point, I think he earned the respect. All right, he should be like, you know what? Timeout. then be like, yo, you motherfucker, like, yo, stop shooting threes. And don't get me wrong, I love Mazzulla ball, the shooting the threes, but when it's not hitting, like, historically bad, it's like, all right,
y'all think
we got JB and JT. Yo, drive the ball, stop shooting threes. We're up by 20. This is collapsing right now. So let's keep the lead or just keep it at 20. When you see it going from 20 to 19 to 15 to 12 to fucking 8, yeah, call the goddamn timeout. Yeah,
y'all think y'all the Warriors shooting them any threes, bro?
Hey, we're better historically. We're better historically. Yes. But you guys have more championships, so I guess who has the last laugh, I guess. Yeah, but at that point, that I will say those two fall on him. You don't think it falls on him?
I mean, I'll say one. Maybe one.
Well, like, game two, than game one?
You got, huh?
I think if you're going to pick one, game two falls on him then. Yeah, because it just happened. So, like, call the motherfucking timeout then.
Yeah, fair enough. So, it just happened. So, yeah, definitely game two, but yeah, absolutely. Not my problem.
But, you know, we actually, even if he wasn't from Rhode Island and from your old school and Brandon school, I would still say do not fire him because, I mean, what are you going to do? He's don't proven it works. What are you going to do? Try to get a new assistant?
Go Hawks. No, don't fire.
Go Hawks, baby. And this isn't the current teams right now, but do you feel like Shea did deserve the MVP over Jokic?
Obviously.
Obviously,
this was a big no. I feel like this is obviously like a big debate. Jokic is obviously one of the best players in the planet,
best player.
But he's had what the year before this? He went like what, two in a row, three in a row.
Yeah,
he won one. He'll probably get it right back next year.
So you think it's MVP fatigue, like LeBron? Because LeBron could win it every year.
That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah, he'll probably get one next year. Let Shai get his little MVP.
But you know what?
He's number one in the West, which is harder than the East. He's leading his team in the West.
But you know what? Okay, you just said that. I was just about to say before you even said that. So, if you're going to go with that argument, I hate how there's no concrete ruling how you win MVP.
How you win MVP.
So, if you're going to say that, last year...
I feel like it goes by scoring.
But then sometimes it doesn't. Steve Nash won an average on like 14 points a game. It's like, what the So last year, Tatum was the best player on the best team.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic had the best stats. Jokic wins it. This year, Shea's the best player on the best team. Jokic has the best stats of all time. And he doesn't win. So why didn't Tatum win last year if he was the best player on the best team? By a landslide last year.
Let's see what the Nuggets last year.
Thunder, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Clippers, Mavs, Pelicans, Suns, Lakers last year.
Yeah, okay.
So Thunder were one, Nuggets. So two. Same shit again. So the Nuggets were second. I guess he was the best player, second best player on the second best team. But my argument is still, Tatum was the best player on the best team.
Yeah.
Jokic wins it. So there's no fucking concrete way.
Yeah, I don't know.
It aggravates me. Again, Tatum haters. So
I don't know how that works.
I really wish Fredo would answer the phone. That would have been a funny argument. I feel like, are you a big like a lunchroom debater? Like, are you getting like very like verbal into it? Like
a little bit, not too much.
I feel like some people love that, and those specific people, they'll never see your side of it.
Yeah.
They're gonna see their side. There's no, you can give them the most clear-cut evidence. They're going to be like, nah, Tatum. Like, nope. Tatum's still the worst. It's like, bro, everything you say, I have a rebuttal for. And then you just still be like, nope. So I don't like getting to those debates. I like these type of conversations more. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess never. Like, even like Gilbert Arenas' podcast, hate it.
Yeah.
Can't. You like that podcast?
I see it here and there. I don't really
the keep worst. Up with it. The worst. So, yeah, it's been a while. Been back. It's the final four. So we say... Both said Knicks over Pacers.
Yep.
We both say Thunder over the T-Wolves. Do you believe the hype with Ant, or do you think if he loses in five this year, or even just loses in general, you think that's tainting his legacy at all, or is he's not a dog? He's not the guy.
I think that's tanking his legacy still because he's only in what, year three?
Yeah, 23 years old.
Yeah, I don't think he got. Plenty of game left. I don't think it's tanking his legacy. I mean, it is going to suck going back-to-back conference finals losses.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I don't think it's tanking his legacy enough.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that if I didn't think that for the Celtics. The Celtics went to, what, 5 before they won the title? Mm-hmm. I'd rather be consistently competing and going to the Western Conference Finals than one, like round one exits.
Exactly.
Or yeah. not even making the playoffs. I mean, look at the Mavericks this year. Oh, my. That is fucking prompting me to say the rigged league.
Cooper.
Bro, that shit's crazy.
I don't know how they got the number one pick.
Bro, it's rigged.
Wasn't it like 0.8% chance?
Yes.
Oh, that's
there was better odds of you calling a card from a deck of cards. Like the exact one.
That's wild.
That is literally ridiculous. If you're the Mavs, you're keeping it or you're trading it away for Giannis?
I'm keeping it.
But anyway, if you trade for Giannis, though, that's a win now situation.
I'm keeping it. Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, Kyrie, PJ Washington, and I don't even know who they're fit. Lively. That's solid.
I just know he's like a phenom, but do you watch college like that?
A little bit. Not
I was like, I will say, do you think he's really the truth like that, Flagg?
I was watching March Madness. That boy was hooping. That boy was hooping.
So you think he will turn them into instant title contenders?
Not instant title contenders. I feel like obviously he'll have to get the game under his feet. Well, the NBA game speed under his feet, but I feel like he'll develop pretty well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have to be an idiot again, well, he is an idiot. Trade away Luka for nothing. But if you're the Spurs, though, that's definitely a conversation to have Spurs. To trade the second pick for Giannis.
I saw that,
bro. That team would be wild. Wemby, I mean, they would have to trade Castle, but Wemby, Giannis, De'Aaron Fox. I think that's instant title contenders.
They gotta be
instant.
But who are their shooters around them? Vassell.
Yeah, but you'll sign some fucking like veteran shooter that'll go there for nothing. It's gonna have to be for nothing. Yeah, so you're gonna have to find someone like a Ray Allen in the Heat type of situation or something like that.
For sure.
But that's all next year. I'm sure we have a podcast before that. It's just heard the Mavs, and that just triggered me to say what a rigged league ridiculousness. Yeah, but
that was wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like NBA podcasts. Quick update in your life. Anything you want to say? I know it's your last year at UMass Dartmouth last year. Any plans? Anything you want to, you can say yes or no. You can come back for one. Anything what's on your forecast lately?
So I got one more year of football, college football left as a grad year. So just visiting schools, getting some offers, talking, and seeing what's next for plans.
What they're getting in you as a player for your post-grad year.
Yeah, you're getting someone that's going to make the team around them better. All I know is how to win. I've been winning all my life. Youth. Obviously, high school, Hendricken. We went to UMass Dartmouth, won 3 titles. Brought them in the second round of the playoffs. So, yeah, we're going to make everybody better around me. I'm a team player. Like to see push guys, you know what I mean? Guys pushing me to my limits and ways like in competition, just practice coming together. But, you're going to get a dog. You're going to get someone who like to put the ball in the end zone, man.
I love to hear that, man. I think me and Fredo Finnitz can agree on one thing, that my boy Angel's a dog. We have actually talked about that before, so I know he agrees on that one at least. Maybe not Durant Tatum, but, you know, say Angel's the dog at least. So, man, I can't wait. Definitely come back. I can't see the Wolves winning. So maybe you and Watts can come by for a watch-along during a game for the Thunder.
Yes, sir.
Thunder, whoever, doesn't matter because Thunder taking it home.
True.
I am a bandwagon Thunder fan for the rest of the – and if not, I would be mad at my boy Hallie Wynn. I mean, I feel like you can't hate on him. I mean, come on, man.
You can't hate on him at all. You're going to pull a wallow and switch out of that.
I got to hit the gym, though. Stairmaster hard. I put on my Shea shirt. Thunder or Hallie, I want to be mad. Knicks, I would be beyond annoyed. Yeah, but
definitely would be. Oh, all Celtics fans would be.
Oh, God, the worst. That's why for the Super Bowl this year, I didn't care who won, but I did want the Chiefs to win just to piss off Patriot fans. So I can see how the people
hate Celtics. I know. Lost, right? KC lost.
Damn.
That was a good. Now they got spanked.
They got spanked.
I forgot about that.
Well, it's a good one if you don't like Mahomes.
They got spanked.
Bro, bad.
That was bad. Did not expect that at all.
Are you a Mahomes hater?
I'm not a Mahomes hater. He's a great football player. It's crazy what the things he does. Yo,
he's a dog.
Watch out for my Pats this year. About to go stupid. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver 1. Drake May. Let's get it.
They're gonna have they have a 11 predicted wins.
Bro.
11 predicted wins. This is crazy.
We're gonna be good.
I was pissed. You guys got Mike. This would be a whole different podcast, NFL. But quickly, when you guys got Mike Vrabel, I was like, shit.
Yeah. Like,
instantly, they turned teams around. He should have been the coach last year. I don't get why you guys gave it to Jerron Mayo in the first place. But
I don't know. No idea.
Maybe loyalty. Who the hell knows? But hey, you guys got Mike Vrabel now. Yeah. You're turning things around. I genuinely think you guys are going to. I think we're going to have a good division. Miami, we're in a rebuild year, but we won't admit we're in a rebuild year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those weird things. Give up our entire defense. So who the hell knows? But
I wonder how the Jets are going to be with Justin Fields.
I think the Jets are just going to be the Jets.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
You think Fields are going to turn it around?
I don't think they're going to turn it all the way around, but I just wondering how they're going to look with Justin Fields. Yes, had old Aaron Rodgers back there, so he couldn't do much running.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. No one even picked him up.
Exactly.
That
he's going to end up going to the Steelers.
It would make sense. They have like a QB carousel right now, right?
They have the quarterback from Ohio State, Will Howard, there.
But like they signed no veterans, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. It makes sense. He'll probably just chill until like week 7. See who gets hurt and then sign with that team. Because people always get hurt. I can see him on the Dolphins, honestly. I can see Tua getting hurt and then we pick him up.
That'll be on the Dolphins.
I mean, we're not going to do much. I mean, last year I came in, we did that NFL prediction podcast. Yep. We thought Dolphins were going to be good. But then, of course, Tua gets hurt. Instantly, I'm like, okay, season's over. And it was. So, I mean, it's one of those weird things. And then after that, apparently we gave up. But how about that guy, X? How about my guy right there? Smart sign of the Broncos. They drafted no linemen. Mm-hmm. The best place for him to go, and I feel like they developed their linemen too.
They do.
X. So our guy X, shout out to you, man. Proud of you guys. Proud of you, man.
401.
Shout out to my guy Quiddy. Proud of him too, man.
Always Quiddy Pay.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about obviously you know getting your post grad ended off on you? How do you feel about Rhode Island football? You feel like it's trending around? You know, you're proud of the up-and-coming stars and talent in Rhode Island?
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of the upcoming stars. I try to peek here and there to see how high school's going. I was reffing the breakthrough leagues that they had out going on all day. The young kids have me rolling, but they're going to be tough. This upcoming generations is smooth. They're definitely going to grow into this game and be good players, and hopefully they obviously have more exposure than we had before my time. So hopefully, you know, they do take care of their stuff in the schoolwork, get those scholarships, and they keep continuing to play ball.
You know, for sure, man. I agree with that as well. I appreciate my guy coming through. Yeah, man. Love it. Predictions right there. Thunder, Knicks, Thunder and 5.
Yes, sir.
Thunder and – you said 7.
I said – yeah, I feel – I'm going to go. Wait, you said if it's
Thunder and 5.
Thunder and Knicks?
Yeah, that's what you said, right? Thunder and Knicks was your prediction.
Nah, I'm going back with 6. Thunder and 6.
Thunder and 6. Waska's going to be mad you didn't say sweep.
Nah, I'm not saying sweep.
We all said gentleman sweep. So me and Waska and 5, you and 6.
I'm on 6.
And appreciate my guy coming through. See him in the watch along when the Thunder are in the finals, baby. Let's get it. Your boy, Swerve F. Like, subscribe, send it to the moon. Let's get it, baby.